Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a Diesel Power Products with Tyler.
Diesel Power Products.
At Diesel Power Products. This is America's Diesel Podcast.
America's Diesel Podcast.
God, I am fired
up.
Right now.
If you're not subscribed to America's Diesel Podcast, what kind of freaking American are you?
You just get out.
Just get out.
Yeah. But no, seriously, don't get out. Just subscribe. Then you can stay.
Then you can stay.
I'll write a letter of endorsement. You're fine.
Yeah. You don't even have to answer any questions.
It's a real thing. Yeah. Anyhow, thank you for tuning in. This is our episode on our new tow rig, which is a 2019 Ram.
She's crispy.
Dually.
She's crispy.
Manuel.
Yeah. I love it how we get trucks that just come off the showroom floor and they immediately go in the shop.
Oh, I guarantee you those tires have less than like 150 miles on
Seriously.
Them.
Seriously.
For sure. But make sure and check us out on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. Leave a five-star review. Yeah. Screenshot that bad boy. Send it to Ben at Diesel Power Products or Tyler Diesel Power Products.
Yep.
We will send you a handwritten letter.
And a dank meme.
And a dank meme. And if you know what we're going to say,
yeah,
hide your kids, hide your wife, make it top your butt crack sweat.
Yeah, and make sure when you send those in, kind of give us a little background so we can kind of cater the meme towards your, towards you.
Yeah, I would say like give us information, but like not too much.
Not too much.
Yeah. Not too much. Yeah.
Well, I like to surprise you.
Yeah, like maybe your favorite color and
I don't know. Something weird.
Favorite type of socks or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So that being said, I'm excited about our tow rig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dedicated tow rig for us. Because we tow a lot of stuff.
We do tow a lot.
Big ass trailer.
Yeah, we got a big ass sweet trailer.
Yeah.
In the past, we had our 13, we had a dually.
We did have a dually at one point.
Yeah. It was called the Silverback Gorilla. Silverback. Now Bruce from Machine Head Racing drives that.
Yeah.
Great rig. Really enjoyed that one. It's got like a Carly Commuter 2.0 on it and some radius arms. Really nice.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that truck. And then we went away from that. And since then, we've basically been using Cooper's truck, Sledge, which is on 40s, or the F-bomb truck.
Or the F-bomb truck,
as towing. And people are like, oh, you don't use your trucks. Yes, we use our trucks.
Yeah, we use our trucks.
The F-bomb truck.
Guys, when we build a tow rig or build any rig, we use it.
Yeah.
We use it.
And it's like, here's my little bit of a rant right here.
Yeah.
But we always get to like, oh, man, that truck's so dirty. Why don't you clean it? Like, because we use it.
Because, yeah, it's getting used. We're towing with it.
Yeah. How come you didn't clean it up for that shot? It's like, because we towed the trailer there.
Yeah, me and Ben took the F-bomb truck to Moses Lake and broke it because we were using it.
And it took a trailer back, towed by Cooper's truck.
Towed by Cooper's truck.
We break it so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so I'm really excited about this new truck. So we've got, I put 18, it's actually 19.
Yeah.
19, 3500 manual, four-door, long bed, dually, tradesman.
Last of a dying breed.
Last of a dying breed. If you don't know, now you know. 2020, the Ram with the Cummins and the manual. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Kind of sad.
Kind of sad.
And it's like, I know we've talked about this in previous episodes, but it's like, why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially for ZF6.
Yeah.
That's an awesome transmission.
Yeah.
Awesome transmission. I love the shift pattern of a ZF6. Mm-hmm. Way better than a G56.
Yeah. Yeah, it's user-friendly.
That was gone.
Yeah.
When was it gone? And what? Oh, was that 06?
6.4 was the last one you get a manual.
You can get a manual in 6.4?
I think you can, yeah. Yeah, you can. I've sold a competition style clutch for
Okay. Yeah, but that was the last one.
That was the last one. So 2011.
Too bad, because I really like the way the 6.7 tows.
Yeah.
Just imagine it with a manual.
And then you got a 6R140. And
that's a good transmission. That's a great transmission. I will say. Ford has really done a good job with their drivetrain packages in those trucks.
Yeah, like
versus Cummins.
Yeah, I'm a 6R140 fan.
They're awesome.
So let's talk more about this truck because I'm super stoked on it. So this is our work truck. So did we get like the super loaded one? No,
nope.
This thing's literally going to beat the crap out of. Yeah,
yeah.
Cloth seats, no navigation, no steering wheel controls.
It does have a backup camera.
It's got a backup camera.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's pretty simple. I mean, this is our workhorse.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing we're getting into is suspension on there.
Yeah. And people are probably wondering like, wait, hold up, stop right there.
Yeah.
We're doing a tow rig. You're putting suspension.
And now we're talking about suspension.
Hold on. What's going on? Okay. Let's back up here for a second. Cause our trailer that we have, I think we need to premise the lift with the trailer.
Go for it. Hit me with the trailer.
The trailer. What
I
is
got
that
trailer
thing?
Specs on there
trailer
too.
Trailer specs. Where is that?
Towards the bottom.
We got a 35 foot Big Tex with two 10K axles, full hydraulic 9K dovetail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's custom made for a truck with a lift.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, we're using this trailer on Cooper's truck that's sitting on 40s. So So this thing, you what, top of the tailgate needs to be about 670 inches. Jesus. It needs to be 67 inches. So yeah. That's kind of what this thing is built around. So it's yeah. built around a truck that is lifted. So for guys out there like, why are you building a tow rig and putting a lift on it? Well, because the big bad boy trailer we have requires it.
A big bad boy
yeah.
truck.
Yeah. How many times does your trailer require you to do a lift on your truck?
Here at Diesel Power Products, that's what we do.
So here, hey, babe. So here's the thing. I bought this trailer, right? Yeah. I have to have a lift. Yeah. So.
No, you yeah. don't. Actually,
we do. Yeah. So.
Hey, there's a good idea there.
Yes.
Gentlemen, you need to get a lift for your truck. Get a trailer that means...
Get a trailer that requires you to have a lift.
Yeah, then it's a slippery slope, but yeah, it's dope. Hey.
That's how you do it.
So, and that's why we did a 6-inch BDS long arm suspension kit on there with full rear leaves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, a big girl.
Yeah, she's a big girl. She's going to be on 37s, which we'll get into those details later. But yeah. 6 inches of lift, long arm, so getting rid of the radius arms. We got actual control arms on there. Wait, what? No? Oh, no, it does have radius arms.
Yeah, radius arm drops. Just the radius. Yep. So.
And full rear leaf springs.
Yep.
Fox 2.0 shocks all the way around.
Yeah.
Fox steering stabilizer.
Yeah.
Adjustable front track bar. And.
Some recoil traction bars.
Yeah. So, and these are all off the shelf products.
Off the shelf.
We're not sitting there customizing everything. This is supposed to be, you know, we have a habit of like building stuff that it started off as off the shelf and then it becomes like. One-off.
Yeah, we talk about it and we're like, oh yeah, we're just gonna do these little mm-hmm. things, and like ends up, and then you see like Dave out there cutting off some brackets and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we went another route.
Yeah, so we're trying to like take our own advice here and actually build it correctly. I think we're gonna stick to it. I think this is gonna be cool.
So the cool thing with this truck is literally anything we're doing, anything we're putting on this thing, you can buy right off our website. You could do you could build the exact same truck. Should you? No. Use your own style. Don't copy us. No, I'm kidding.
Do your own thing.
But anything that you see is going on this truck, you can buy right off our website.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ship it right to you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, they just got it kind of completed today as far as the lift, the wheels and tires.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw, actually, I think I saw it sitting on the ground on the Instagram post.
Yeah.
And wow.
She looks good.
Oh gosh. There's something about a lifted dually mm-hmm. on 37s. It's just like, just looks good.
So moving more forward, keeping with suspension, we're doing some Hellwig airbags on there, Hellwig big wig bags to help with load mitigation or load weight mitigation, whatever you want to call it.
Or just control, overall control. Because again, we've got a big old trailer where we're not putting half tons on this thing. We're putting 3/4 ton trucks on this trailer. So especially howitzer and our diesel Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
We're loading this thing down. So
yeah, we don't build light things.
No,
no,
no. We've got big axles. They're all 8-lug.
Yep.
Getting her done.
So that brings us to wheels and tires. We did 37s on there.
37
Treg Whoppers, 37, 11.5, 20s.
Yeah, we did 20s, guys.
And shout out to Nitto for actually
absolutely
making a good dually tire.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like everybody, you know, you try and on that 13, we actually tried to do 37 12.5s.
They're Terra Grapplers, I believe.
Terra Grapplers, yeah. And they stuck out so far. Well, and
didn't we have an issue with the rear?
Yeah.
They were actually touching. The tires mm-hmm. were touching on the wheels. So we had to put a spacer in between the dually wheels, which didn't really look quite right.
No, and I never like adding spacers. No,
I don't like spacers, especially on a tow rig. I mean, that's something that's...
Like literally on the rear axle too. Like where's all the weight?
Where's all the torque?
Yeah. So we paired those with some XD grenades. I believe they're 20 by 9s, but the way that they're manufactured, we don't need a spacer. They basically built that in.
Yeah, yeah, they look awesome.
They look really good. And
gloss black with machined edges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just look good.
It's a good looking rig, and the way that the rear wheels and tires get set up, it's not too far out of the fender wells.
That's what I actually went out there this morning and looked at it, and I was like, I'm surprised. Because when I first saw the wheel and tire package, I saw the dually wheels actually stacked on each other. Like they were sitting there like almost like mocked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh man, those tires are going to stick out super, super far. I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that.
Yeah.
And I came in this morning and everything was done. So I walked out there and looked at it. It actually looks pretty dang good.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't stick out all that too far. I mean, too much.
She's got a little bit of stance
here.
She's got a little bit of stance, but it looks good.
It's
tasteful. And we're not going to start knocking off mirrors with rocks getting thrown up or anything like that.
Absolutely.
It's good enough. Because The other habit that we get into as well is we're usually pretty good about keeping our trucks like not super flashy. And they're yeah. usually kind of like undercover, like with the Warthog. Most people wouldn't realize that that was on 40s until it was next
with
to,
only like 3 inches of lift.
Yeah. Yeah, until it was in between a stock truck and a truck that was lifted 10 inches on 40s.
Yeah.
And then they realized,
oh, wait, what's 40s. Going on here?
What the hell?
Yeah.
And that's shout out to Ramsey. Still, he yeah. towed his the LS 300 all the way down to Baja and just
I started liking him on or following him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just dude, that dude, he's got it going on. Yeah.
Dare I say he's my spirit animal?
You could. I mean, I saw a little video of him loading up his trailer with Warthog, and he's yeah. loading up this trophy truck on his trailer, like pulling out of his garage. I'm just like, freaking Ramsey. Damn you.
The survey's clear. Tyler said freaking. That's a real thing.
Freaking or freaking?
Yeah, freaking frack. Anyhow, so that brings us to, we're going to talk about gears real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about gears, because we made a big deal about gears in a previous yeah. episode.
So
I actually said something on per this podcast about the gears, because this is something I didn't know about
mm-hmm.
right off the top of my head, and I asked you.
Yeah, and then
so what,
you,
what's
you
it got
asked to, me. I went out and started doing more calculations and talked a little bit more to Ash about it.
Yeah.
Because Ash drives a manual truck on 37s.
Yeah.
And so we were getting kind of trying to put all this thing together, because in my head, I'm like, we are going to get roasted for not gearing this truck. Yeah, I'm going to roast myself for not gearing this
and
truck.
And we are the gearing guys. Like, yeah. that's what we like.
All
advocate.
We do is preach, if you're going to have bigger tires, especially if you're towing, you got to
gear it. Mechanical advantage.
So what we're getting at here is, so if this was an automatic truck,
mm-hmm.
we would need to re-gear it.
Yes.
Does that mean all manual trucks do not need to be re-geared? No, not necessarily. No. But this one, because it is a G56, final drive ratio, 0.74.
Yep.
Final drive ratio on ASIN or 68 RFE, 0.63. I got it written down here. No, I don't.
Consult your specs.
0.63. it's 0.63. I got okay. a whole chart here. Yeah, 0.63. So yeah. you're still able to actually... make a little,
so
you're think, not as hard of an overdrive.
Yeah, yeah. And for what we're going to be using this truck for, it's going to be probably mostly highway.
Mm-hmm.
I think
70, 75-ish.
It's a 19. We got the torque.
Yeah.
What are they up to? Are they up to 1,000 foot-pounds of torque, or is that 2020?
It might be 2020.
That might be 2020. Consensus, 600? General consensus, 2020.
2020?
Am I a year ahead?
0.62 for
overdrive. Oh, 0.62 overdrive. Okay. I'm ahead of the game here. But we're relying on that. We're relying on the torque that thing's going to make. And again, she's going to be a highway cruiser. She is our dedicated tow rig. This is not going to go off road.
Exactly. So that brings me
unless it has
to my fancy Excel sheet.
I
got
to throw that if it has to, because yeah. I guarantee at some point we're going to get a video or a picture or something. I mean, what do you want to bet? Should we make bets now? That this thing ends up going somewhere.
The thing is, we both know it's going to end up there. I think the only bet could be like, how bad is it, or
yeah,
like
right.
how dumb are we going to get?
Yeah,
and we'll have to figure
I
that
bet
out.
Shit for, happens.
Maybe I think I by the end of the episode, maybe we can figure it out. But yeah.
I bet you this thing ends up pulling out like a fully locked up. I bet you it pulls out a howitzer. What do you want to bet? At some point, howitzer gets pulled out by our tow rig.
Yeah, I can see that happening. So I would agree with you there. So getting to our gear specs here. So 373s with, and we actually, these tires do measure out to 36 inches. They're 37s. They measure more toward yeah. the 36, right? Yeah. And so
we have a fact checker.
Yeah, we got someone fact checking this right now. Just because I want to be spot on with this. So stock tires, 31.8 inches. What we're going with now, 37s actually measure to 36s. So at 70 miles an hour, 373 gears, I show 1804. 373 yeah. is 1804.
Yep.
Yeah. Which really isn't bad. Anytime no. you can cruise on the highway, I would say under 2000, you're doing well.
Yeah.
Now 75 miles an hour, 1933.
Yeah. Still,
not
we're
bad.
still in the money zone.
And you're not cruising over 2,000 RPM until you're at about 80 miles an hour, which should you be towing at 80 miles an hour? No. Stop
no.
it.
Yeah. What are you doing? Don't.
I'm not going to finish that statement. Yeah. So, but conversely, if you had a 68 or an ASIN, this is where we tell you to re-gear it, because
because you're going to be off.
You're going to be way off.
Yeah.
Stock, you're 70 miles an hour, you're at 2,042.
Mm-hmm.
70 miles an hour, you're at 1,804. You're lugging that thing.
Yeah.
You need to start moving some more air.
Yeah.
So that being said, that's why we're not re-gearing it. If we do re-gear it, we're going to probably go with a set of like 410s.
If
we do. This thing's not getting bigger tires, says the guy who it's not getting bigger tires. If we do that, we've now just completely shot ourselves in the foot. And guess what we're going to have to get? Another tow rig.
Yes. Yes. We're trying not to do this where we turn our tow rigs into wheeling rigs. So.
Yeah, it's like the get a daily for your daily because your daily turned into your race truck and now your daily has to tow your daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or get a beater for your beater.
Yeah. So we're trying to avoid that. Moving on from the re-gearing fiasco, and I'm sure we're going to catch a lot of questions for that. And if you have questions, please let us know.
Yeah.
I have no problem discussing this. Actually, all of our techs are pretty well versed in this. I mean, we can really shed some light on it.
And to be honest with you, probably 90% of the people out there that have lift kits and larger tires probably need to be re-geared.
Yeah.
Again, that's one of the most common overlooked parts on your truck is gearing. Mechanical advantage is huge.
It is.
Use it to your advantage.
Saves parts.
Seriously.
So let's talk about
transmissions.
Yeah. We're going to talk about engine and transmission now.
Yes.
So we're keeping this thing pretty basic from the get-go.
Yeah. We're keeping her DOT federally legal, emissions intact.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing anything crazy there. S&B intake. I see you're wearing a little swag.
Yeah.
So S&B intake, if you guys don't know, I guess we're allowed to talk about it. You got it on your list.
I okayed it, and I spoke with Cayman today about it. So
it's out there. Fuel tank. S&B is getting into fuel tanks.
Yeah. They have all the stuff to do it. They might as well make it.
Yeah. They make killer plastic products with their air boxes. I mean, they have probably one of the highest quality, what do they call that? Roto mold? Is that what that's called?
Something like that. Some kind of magic I don't know
plastic
about.
Mold and whatever technology they have is awesome already, so why not?
Yeah.
I mean, fuel tanks are plastic. Why not make them?
And they've got the technology. Yeah. They're smart dudes.
Yeah. And they built, that's the thing with S&B. S&B, as far as air intakes and products, I mean, I would say they're top notch.
Mm-hmm.
As far as fitment, look, replacement filters for their intakes, everything is just so well made. It just fits good. It looks good. It works exactly how they say it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do testing, especially with their intakes, on diesel engines. So it's something that is definitely made for your application. So I could just imagine their fuel tanks are going to be just as nice.
They really take the KISS method of keep it simple, stupid.
Yes.
And that's not to say their parts are stupid or their parts are super simple, but they figure out how to make it a really high quality, good part.
Yeah.
And they offer it at a really competitive price.
Yes.
And that's probably one of the, I'm going to go shameless plug here. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That's why whenever people call in and they're like, what intake do you recommend? 90% of the time it's S&B. And they're like, really? I thought you would recommend the one that's like more expensive. That's when I was looking. I was like, it's because they make really nice stuff.
Yeah. And two, when you get a company that like, and I know they're going into fuel tanks, which is completely like 180 from intakes. Mm-hmm. But if you look, obviously it's plastic. So, and all their intakes are plastic. So they're kind of staying within that. But when you have a company that just specializes in just one thing, I feel like you just get a better product.
You do.
I mean, they don't have to worry about R&D and torque converters or whatever, anything else. I mean, it is strictly, that's what they're doing. That's what they're good at. And that's what they know to do. Again, you just like Smarty with tuning with Cummins. It's a great off the shelf tuner. Same thing with S&B is just fantastic stuff. So I'm excited to see their fuel tanks. There's really nobody out there to compete with like Titan. Titan's been around forever. I'm not saying Titan doesn't make a good product. It's just, there's, if they're the only ones, why not someone else dip in and make one too,
So when we're towing, obviously we're going to be using exhaust brakes. This thing has a VGT style turbo on it. So it's going to be utilizing that stock exhaust brake.
Yes.
We've got something else to work in conjunction with that. But one of the big things that we got a supporting modification there, head studs.
Yes.
That's huge.
Again, we talked about this in previous, I think we probably talked about this in each of the towing episodes we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Preventative maintenance. I mean, nobody wants to do head gaskets ever.
No.
I don't think that's the thing you don't want to run into. So again, better have and not need than need not have. I always screw that up in my head. Better have and not need than need not have. And that's kind of where the head studs kind of come from. It's preventative maintenance. We're making sure nothing's going to happen. Not saying something will. We're really not going to put this engine into a situation where it would have a head failure. But again, it's an extra little piece of insurance, you know, in your pocket. So
because inevitably that head will lift when we are in the middle of nowhere driving to Moab.
Worst case scenario. It'll, yeah.
In literally the
worst
case scenario.
If it's going to fail, that's when it's going to fail.
Yeah.
So, and that jumps into another thing that we talked about on our previous tow episodes, pack, brake, load, leash.
Supplemental brakes. We're going to do a pack, brake, load, leash on it.
I'm actually really excited about this because I want to actually feel the difference because we felt trucks with just the regular exhaust brake.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the factory exhaust brake, we felt trucks with, you know, actual inline exhaust brakes. Well, let's tie them both together because just so you guys know, on the 6.7 Cummins, if you're going to run a load leash, you have to have the VGT turbo on there. Have to. Won't work without it. So I'm really excited to actually see how it's going to work with both of them and really feel that load leash. So I'm excited about that.
It's a really cool piece, like looking.
I mean,
it looks cool.
I mean, and it's getting back to what, like actual engine brakes, how they operate. I mean, on big rigs, I mean, this is basically what they're doing. They're using, what is it, oil actuation.
They're
hydraulically actuated they're hydraulically actuated solenoids to actuate the valves. Like I remember back in school when we were adjusting valves on these things, you would have the intake, exhaust, and the brake. You'd have the extra little the brake there. So this is kind of going back to that same idea. And they're the only ones doing something like this. There's nobody else out there that's doing like an engine brake on a, because even though we think they're HD trucks, heavy duty, but these are light duty trucks. These are light duty diesels. There's nobody out there doing an exhaust brake, engine brake.
Yes.
Nobody out there doing an actual engine brake other than pack brake on these trucks. And it's pretty awesome. And I'm actually really excited. I have not drove a truck with one. So I'm really excited to at least sit in the passenger seat on this one.
Yeah, that one's going to be pretty cool. Now, to help move, the stock clutch leaves a lot to just sucks, basically.
Oh, geez.
Like, if you can make this stock clutch not be happy in a very short amount of time, even working the truck within its means, I wouldn't say it's a flawed design. It's just, it's like right on the cusp of actually working.
Yeah.
Because most people aren't pushing these trucks really fully as hard as they can go, so they make that clutch to where it's like, people are still going to daily drive a manual truck. So they don't want to make it like a semi-style single disc or ceramic single disc or something like that. So it's still a dual mass flywheel and a stock clutch. So that would go on bye-bye.
Yes.
And we're probably going to be doing a Clutch Masters dual disc.
Which if you guys haven't checked out Clutch Masters, this is kind of a fairly new manufacturer out there for diesel clutches. Pretty awesome.
So one of the reasons that we're doing this, and I didn't even think about it until Cooper's talking more about it, is their dual disc organic, which is basically for like that, I want to say it's like the 550 mark right in there, works well with these stock hydraulics.
Yeah.
The reason behind that, reason why that's a good idea, this truck's going to be traveling a lot. If for some reason something happens and we have to get a clutch or some
new hydraulics or something,
hydraulics are readily available.
Yep.
Same one that comes in the factory truck.
Yes.
That's so key. We're going to lean towards that. And I think it's gonna be really cool. We've got a couple of local guys here running Clutch Masters clutches and
have a good luck with them.
Yeah. The first time we actually tore up into the box, one of those, all of us were like, oh,
seems like billet.
That's a hot looking piece.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. So that wraps up like engine and trans stuff. Next, we're going to talk about like the other stuff, meaning like lights, supporting modifications, and stuff like that. So we're going to be doing, this is not going off-road, we hope. And
that's the hope, of course.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing some Z-Roads hood hinge mounted lights, which means they're basically where your hood hinges are, they have lights that mount up.
Yeah.
It's like a really good spot. It's like where a cop car light would be almost.
Yeah, and there's no cutting or welding or anything crazy you have to do to put those lights there, which is kind of cool. And the shortest stint of an actual like fad, rooftop lights.
Or that came in real hot real fast.
Came in real hot real fast, and it came out just as fast. Like it was like done, right? Nobody wants to drill holes in the roof of their truck. So,
but lots of people did.
Lots of people did. There's a lot of trucks out there with ruined roofs.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And a lot of cheap LED lights out there, just so you guys know. A lot of super, you can, again, we use pretty much exclusively Baja designs, and just because, again, it's a quality thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have the highest quality LEDs, highest quality lenses, the best technology. I mean, if you're going to buy a light, buy a light. Yeah. I mean, you can buy five cheap lights to even not even come up to one Baja light. I mean, as far as like overall lumens and quality, I mean, you're just not going to match that.
Appearance.
And appearance. So
Would you rather have five crappy light bars or one really one nice one or two like round ones that do the job of one eBay 50 inch?
It's So there's,
you think I'm kidding, but that's actually like the,
that's true.
The the offtake for it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do two XL80s. I think we're going to do the combo lens. So it's got four LEDs in there, top two are spot, bottom two are like wide cornering to give that nice all around.
Yep.
And the cool thing is, they're going to be putting them on the foot switch, like your high beams used to be like way back in the day.
I actually added that switch to the website.
So, I was down there and Cooper was like, we got to find a way to get a switch on there. I was like, why don't we just do the pack break foot switch? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, we just loaded it on the website like two days ago.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is, the foot switch for anything you want to connect it to. Yeah. So order pretty those up today. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably do some, I think we're going to do the rock lights in the bumper. I know normally we did S2s. But I guess we have found that the backup camera, the factory backup camera, the S2s, even the
too
lowest.
Bright?
Yeah. The lowest amount of lumens.
That's the problem with Baja designs. We have lights that are too bright.
Yeah. It's a terrible problem.
Darn it.
Yeah. So even the Baja S2s flood, like this is the most dispersed, lowest lumens that you can get from them, was blinding the camera. So we're going to go with the rock lights and probably put those in the bed as well.
Yeah.
We got a B&W hitch installed in there.
Yeah.
We also, if we ever do need to use the bumper pull, we've got some, again, a Gen Y hitch we're going to put on there.
Yeah.
Obviously, probably some amp steps. Because that one does not have the factory steps in there because it's a Tradesman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're probably going to be with some amp steps on there because it is lifted 6 inches on 37s.
Yeah.
So, and we're not all 6'5".
Right, right.
I'm a normal height guy.
And one thing too on the Gen Y hitches, like if you have a lifted truck and you still want to tow, like when I'm saying a lifted truck, I'm not talking like 3 or 6 inches. I mean, you have a lifted truck, like 12 or 10 inches or something huge, Gen Y makes hitches for you. Mm-hmm. You can still tow.
Yeah.
Just make sure you get the stabilizer brackets.
Yes. Yeah. And that actually brings, I think we mentioned it talking about the trailer though, but that BDS lift kit that brought our top of our tailgate to 66 and the bumper pull factory hitch to 32.
Yeah.
That's a random spec. No one is probably ever going to tell you. And if you ask me what the spec is on a different lift and a different truck, I'm going to have no idea. The only reason I know that is because I walked out there with a tape measure today and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And
measured it.
I felt like I had to know.
Yeah.
But it's going to, I mean, we might probably some floor mats. Like other than that,
I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some more things down the road that we will add to this thing that we'll definitely let you guys know on, but that's kind of like the start of it. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. So this is going to be a very user friendly, this is going to be a truck that's designed to work just like it is designed to do at the showroom, off the showroom floor, but with a bunch of really cool stuff on it that makes it look really cool, but still functions.
Exactly. And it looks so good.
It just looks sick.
It looks mean as hell, and I love it.
Yeah, love a good look, good lifted dually.
I think the first time I ever fell in love with a lifted dually, I was, like working at GM, and one of the guys there had an LBZ, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was the newest one before they changed the body style, and that was before I knew like all of them. I just got there, and he used to tow all his toys out to Pismo and whatnot, and he had a lifted LBZ. And I want to say they were 37s or 35s, but on a dually. And at that time, it was like 2007, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like,
yeah.
I don't want to say those are huge tires, but like.
That's a big back in the day. Yeah.
That dually was a big bitch.
Yeah.
She had hips and she was wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he had, did he have Swampers on it or something like that? He had just like.
Something crazy.
Yeah. He's like, dude, I get 11 miles a gallon on this thing empty and I love it.
I don't care.
Yeah. I love every second of it.
Seriously,
Chad.
His name was Chad.
I totally don't even have his phone number anymore. If some reason, listen to this, Chad. And you worked.
I was going to guess Kyle.
And you worked at FH or Daily. Brad. High five, dude. Yeah. I hope you still have that truck. Go do it.
What?
You had something cool to say.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
did I? I don't know. I don't think so.
Farfik Nugan. That's my cool thing to say.
Okay. It's capital Djibouti.
Capital Djibouti is Djibouti.
Yeah.
That's going to wrap up our new tow rig.
Yeah.
That's,
for the most part.
Yeah, I wish I had something really cool that's going to go on there, but that's it, and that's the beauty of it. I think it's going to be really, really nice.
Yeah, you don't have to do a bunch of mods to your truck to make it, especially these new trucks. I mean, they're pretty well outfitted, but again, we want it to look cool. We want it to look good going down the road. So we're mostly cosmetic. We're doing some performance mods, and I'm sure there's going to be more performance mods down the road. This is kind of phase one of this build. Mm-hmm. So keep posted. I know in the previous towing episodes, we've talked about compounds and that sort of thing. Trust me, guys. There's be more in the works, I'm sure. But that's kind of where we're starting with.
We are our own best customers.
Yes.
It's a It's a sickness.
Yeah. Nobody can talk us into parts like we can talk ourselves into parts.
We have to talk ourselves out of parts.
Exactly.
It's really bad. Anyhow, thank you for watching. Check us out, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify. 5-star review, screenshot, email. I'm starting to get into my announcing voice right now. Dank memes.
Dank memes. Handwritten letters making you feel awkward. That will happen.
Yeah.
And you'll get a t-shirt out of it. So what?
Nothing
it's
to
like
lose.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, thank you for listening. This is America's Diesel Podcast.
See you
finally
next time.
Getting right. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.